理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 16. Concluding a contract. Mr. Yu, purchasing manager of NNC company Sinochem, is on a discussion with his counterpart Mr. Sim, marketing manager of ELOF Company Limited, talking about the concrete contract terms for the import business of PAA into China.
Good morning, Mr. Yu.
Good morning, Mr. Sim.
I'm very pleased to see that we are about to come to the conclusion of the contract after our discussion these days, though we'll have to settle the time of delivery first.
Well, we are also happy with the progress we have made in this visit, as we consider you our reliable supplier for PAA, one of our most important chemical materials.
I'm glad you could say so.So let's get down to the business. As we explained yesterday, our supply situation brings us hardly in a position to meet your demand of prompt delivery at present. Since we have to perform the existing contract which have engaged our product all this month. In this case, if it could be granted 15 more days for delivery, I mean shipment by June 15, then there will be no problem with it.
We understand your situation, Mr. Sim, but as you know, our manufacturer in China is in urgent need of this product. In view of our long-term cooperation, we would like to suggest you consider that 500 kilograms of the whole consignment should be dispatched by air. By 10th of June, half of the air freight borne on you. Here is the air freight list for your information.
Okay, let me see. Well, it sounds like a good idea. We'd like to accept your proposal as a favorable treatment to our old friend.
Good. Then let's call it a deal.
Fine. I'll get my secretary to prepare the contract right away. Here we are. This is the contract for your perusal and the signature.
Thanks. So, price terms have been stated in two parts.30 metric tons will be at $2,850 per metric ton CIF, 新港by sea. Another 500 metric tons at $3,320 per metric ton CIF, Beijing by air. Packing in 200 kilograms per drum, payment by LC site.Insurance covering all risks and war risks. Good. But where are the force majeure and claims and arbitration clauses? Shall we put them in contract?
They have been in. Please see the reverse.
Oh, yes. These statements look very clear. Should I sign it here?
Yes, please. I would like to propose a toast in celebration.Of our successful negotiations.
Yes, your kind understanding and close cooperation have been highly appreciated. Here is to your health, Mr. Sim. Cheers.
Thank you. To your health and our long-term cooperation. Cheers. Mr. Tan, we've talked for the past few days and reached agreements on all the clauses discussed so far. I think it was time to sign the contract.
Right, but we'd better have another check on all the clauses one by one to see whether there's still anything unclear or missing.
Okay, agree. In order to avoid arguing over minor details in the future days, it's better for us to have another check. These are two originals of the contract we prepared. Now here is a copy for you to check.
Thanks. Oh...Wait a minute. Let me go over the letters and cables exchanged between us, as well as the record of the negotiations. Now I will read it for you. Name of commodity, medical instruments, Tokyo MP 427.
Oh, a few words should be added to the contract. In case one party fails to carry out the contract, the other party is entitled to cancel the contract.
Yes, this sentence is quite necessary.
And another clause must be added too. That is the force majeure clause. We often have earthquakes in Japan. In the event of an earthquake, production might be affected and execution of the contract would be frustrated.
Yes, sometimes production and delivery could also be affected because of war or blockade.
Don't worry about that. In our country, man-made calamities are much less than natural ones.
In case of force majeure, you should immediately notify us. And a certificate issued by the government authorities confirming this event should be delivered within 15 days by registered mail.
Sure, we'll first advise you by telex.
Good, then there will be no misunderstanding.
I hope everything goes smoothly. Should we sign a contract now?
Certainly. This agreement is the result of our friendly negotiation. Mr. Okada, to celebrate the success and signing of the contract, we would like to treat you to a dinner at Yanfenglou Restaurant. It enjoys an abundant source of foods and beverages of all kinds and is well reputed for its fine cuisine, especially its roast duck. I hope you will like it.
I'm sure I will. I've been looking forward to a real Chinese meal for a long time. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. See you then.
See you.